Welcome everybody, Shir number 1605, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question somebody is, they are eating rice and cake. So rice is mazonos and cake is mazonos, right? We're learning the Kedim and Brachos, which bracha comes first, fine. Okay, so now the question is, we learned in the past, what, just a chazrov, we like to, each shiloh we might like to work out, slice and dice and see how it fits into the, sort of like the puzzle. Not a puzzle, but the halacha, the right way, and doing it the right way, and then we have a better understanding, as we go down the road. The best way to learn all these halachas, besides the learning, is 50% of it, and the other 50% is applying it to the various different questions that come up and see how it fits in. So you have rice and you have cake, right? So we know cake, let's say pasabah bekisnin, right, in general, the variations, but let's say pasabah bekisnin, so that comes first, and pasabah bekisnin, we say, comes first. Next comes a tavshel shaldagan, which would be like noodles and lakshin and these type of things. Let's say somebody has noodle kugel, right, something like that. That's tavshel shalakshin, tavshel shaldagan, right? Something that's cooked, okay, you'll say baked or whatever the case is, but definitely if it's cooked, let's say noodles, somebody's noodles and cheese, something like that. Okay. And then you have rice. So those are the three brachos of mazonos, three various different types of foods. You have the cake and cookies type thing. Then you have the noodles type thing, right? The tavshel cake and cookies is the pasabah bekisnin type thing. Then you have the noodles, which is the cooked item. I shouldn't merely say kugel. Kugel is actually baked. But be it as it may, something that's cooked, regular noodles. And then we have rice, which is the third level. And that actually comes after the Shivas Aminim, as far as mazonos, but they're all mazonos. But that's where it gets a little bit confusing. They're all mazonos. But the rice is on the bottom of the list, and it has nothing to do with it. Somebody happened to ask an interesting question, but because of the fact we make Berna Fashos, does that affect anything? No, it doesn't affect anything, but it happens to be. It's a Bracha Achra. In other words, it's a Berna Fashos because it's not one of those grains. It's not one of the main grains, wheat and barley and spelt and all that, right? So it gets a burn of fush, it's fine. So it actually does make it on a lower level. But now the question is, I'm eating rice and I'm eating cake. So very simple. If you have, so there's a few different ways of looking at it. That was the question. Eating rice, eating cake. So now if you have cake, the cake is your dessert. So what else? So what's the difference? You could make the mazonos on the rice and you have in mind the cake, but the rice you could make, in other words, you could make the mazonos on the rice first. You have to make the mazonos on the cake first. Let's say I'm eating it together. I have cake and I have rice, I'm eating it together. So you have to make the mazonos, on the cake, and the rice will be covered, fine, and you have in mind the rice. Or if it's in front of you, you don't even have to have it in mind, but you have it for sure not, and the rice is automatically covered. The problem is if you make the bracha on the rice mazonos, is the cake going to be covered? That's where the problem comes up. Remember we spoke about the three strikes you're out. You have to have in mind, it has to be at least chaviv, right? Number one, you have to make the bracha on the cake. I didn't. I made the bracha on the rice. Good. So maybe the rice is chaviv. So if the rice is more desirable to you, you like it better. So at least you have the Rambam to rely on. And even in case not that, that's two strikes. But you had it in mind. So you had in mind the rice. Fine. You had in mind the cake. So that's also good. But let's say none of those three, you would have a problem. Probably have to make over the, not probably, you would have to make over the mazonos. But let's not get into that right now. Our case is to have cake. So let's say your cake is dessert. I'm having a plate of rice, maybe with something else, for my dinner. So then the cake is dessert. So then it's fine because, again, chazering over, we spoke about, we brought down from I don't remember who offhand, Mishain and Paiskim all tell us that if it's a regular meal, and the Dirshu brought it down, I think we went through the Dirshu with that aspect of it. If somebody's eating a meal, you could eat it in the regular, the Lushan was over there, the regular, normal way, right? In other words, I have my main dish and I have my dessert. I don't have to go take out my cake, you know, and start making mazonos on my cake. Why do I have to eat my dessert first? You make the regular brachas of the meal, even if you have shahakal, something that's a shahakal, but this is my main dish. We're talking about when you're not washing. A person is not washing, that's not the issue. I'm making separate brachas. So I make my shahakal and on my main dish, let's say it's meat, if I have potatoes, I make a hadama, they're separate, I make a hadama, and then I make a shahakal on the meat, right? I make separate brachas, fine. But what do you mean, eating cake? You're going to eat cake. But my cake is my dessert. So if my cake is my dessert, so I don't have to make a mazonos now, even though technically it comes first, because that's the regular way of eating. The regular way of eating. eating is my main dish, and then my dessert. Oh, but let's say I'm doing it together. I'm eating rice and cake at the same time. Amish is right there. I'm eating at the same time, whatever the reason might be. Yes, so then you make the bracha on the cake. But over here was another interesting part of it. So he mentioned to me, interesting, that he doesn't, so you have to have a mind. So a person has to have a mind. So I make the bracha on the rice. And could I have a mind the cake? Yeah, you could have a mind the cake. The Rama said, as long as you have it in mind, it's the same bracha, have a mind the cake. So that'll be fine, even though it's on a higher level, right? All these different things. If you have it in mind, Rama said, it would work. Just real quickly to read over the Rama in our Simon Reishit Aleph, the end of Sif. Hey, we have to have this straight. Avul im ovar uberich alasheni, a person mixed it up, right? I made the bracha on the cake instead of the rice. Im habrachas shavus, if the brachas are the same, like they're both mazonos, yoitze, he would be yoitze. It's good, right? I made a bracha on the rice instead of the cake, if I'm eating it together. Yoitze, ve'ein tzarech lachzer levarich alze, I don't have to go back and remake the bracha. I'm sorry again. Ve'ein tzarech lachzer levarich alze, I don't have to go back and make the bracha again on the rice. On one condition, I had it in mind. So again, the same thing over here. Fine. So I had it in mind. I make the bracha on the rice, and I had in mind the cake. So then it's good. Either way, whether I'm having it later, whether I'm having it now. I mean, again, if it's in front of you, you make the bracha on the cake. But let's say I'm eating it for dessert. So you can make a bracha on the cake, the mazonos, and have in mind. You can make a bracha on the rice and have in mind the cake. That'll be fine. So over here, just wanted to mention offhand, going in conjunction with that. Okay, you know, we'll finish this subject off next year. But in the meantime, as long as you had in mind, even though you have rice, you have cake, same bracha, yeah, you might have noodles, you have it in mind, you're good to go. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.